That must be the easy part. Molecular diagnostics. So since we recently announced our intention to acquire Clariant, I have to start with a disclaimer since it's a public company and the deal is not closed. So for the sake of time, I will let you read it rather than go through it here. And I will talk about the medical diagnostics business first, which is what we currently have is a portfolio of products that are imaging agents that are used to be injected in the body to see better organs or vessels when you do imaging procedures. So the procedures that we do with our equipment, CT, MR, ultrasound sometimes, nuclear medicine, PET, are using imaging agents that is what compose the business. The business is rooted in contrast media, which is a very mature and developed market. Now, the good news is that the emerging markets are growing. We see some markets that have tremendous growth, like China, which is this year between 25 and 30%. And we will obviously continue to drive that and expand into these markets. We have new molecular imaging agents that are actually showing very nice growth in the markets where they are approved. And we will work on getting approval in new markets so that we can expand the geographical coverage. We also have a very exciting in vivo PET imaging agents pipeline with agents that are progressing nicely through the clinical trial phases with some very nice future that I will talk a little bit more about. And then actually the acquisition of Clariant is a great fit to build a very strong molecular diagnostics business and establish leadership combining our current capabilities with Clariant's capabilities. So in order to understand the importance of molecular diagnostics, let me start with a stepping back and looking at how we look at cancer. The way we used to look at cancer was to define it by its geography. You have breast cancer, lung cancer, colon cancer. And actually, as we understand cancer better and better, we also understand that it's a lot more complex than we thought. It's a very complex disease, and nowadays we understand that there are very different types of cancers. And the cancer are defined by their molecular profile. This is really what we call the fingerprint of the cancer. And the molecular profile of the cancer itself will determine, first of all, the prognosis of the patient, but also the treatment that is going to be used for this very type of cancer. So, for example, a patient that is a HER2 positive will have Herceptin as part of the treatment. A patient that has a cancer that is expressing hormone receptor positive will be treated with a different type of drugs. And drugs are getting more and more targeted. They are very focused. Because it's important to really attack the disease very precisely. But we are now in an era where we need targeted therapies and we need to find the right therapy for the right patient. This is what will increase the quality of the healthcare, but also will reduce the overall healthcare costs because you don't need to use treatment that are not really effective. And if you look at the landscape, this is where the pharma industry has been going. When you look at what is happening in terms of sales and investment, you can see the transition to the biotherapeutics. The traditional pharmaceutical sales have been going down. The investments are going down. And the sales in the biotherapeutics are increasing. So these are bigger molecules, more complex, and actually more difficult and more complex to handle, too. You can also see that actually this is a market that has some very nice growth prospects. 8% CAG rate is estimated between now and 2014. And you can see that the big pharmaceutical companies have had a heavy M&A activity to access this type of content over the past couple of years. So why is that? It's because the pharma model is changing. The era of big blockbusters that work with all the patients is over. I mean, the world of statin is certainly over. And now we have these more complex therapies that are more focused, more targeted, more personalized, if you like, but you also need much more powerful diagnostics that can tell you which patient population is going to respond to every specific drug. So these targeted drugs do require these powerful diagnostics to pinpoint the populations of patients that is going to respond to the drug. So this is where actually combining in vivo and in vitro capabilities will enable us to build this powerful diagnostic solution. What do I mean by that? In vivo diagnostics, this is what you do in the patient. This is imaging. You have the patient and you use equipment and imaging agents to see in the patient. And this is where we have been establishing a very strong leadership position, and we do have already molecular diagnostics product and a solid pipeline. What Clarion brings is this in vitro molecular diagnostics. So in vitro means you take tissue or cells out of blood from the patients and you analyze that out of the patients. And this is what allows you to go at the level of the molecular footprint of the fingerprint of the type of cancer. It's also an advantage in terms of developing this type of test is bringing advantage in terms of access, development time, and development cost. So combining these in vivo diagnostics with in vitro molecular diagnostics gives us the ability to build these sophisticated diagnostic solutions that will actually improve the patient care and improve the ability to make more confident medical decisions. So if I go back to the example of breast cancer, well, breast cancer, you know, this is a huge disease, 250,000 plus new patients every year, U.S. only. The traditional diagnostics is pretty simple, is X-ray, mostly mammography, trying to identify and find out the cancer, then trying to confirm if the suspicion is right or not by using either another mammography or ultrasound or MR, and then you go through a biopsy to define whether it's a cancer or not, and you adjust the therapy, and then the patient will then go into a patient monitoring. Molecular diagnostics are going to play an increasing role in different stages and different steps here in this continuum. Once you have when something is suspected, using in vitro diagnostic can help you reduce the recall rate. When you do the biopsy, and this is really where Clarient is focused, for example, is really taking the tissue out of the tumor, analyzing it, and actually the complexity and the sophistication of the test is going to increase so that we understand the molecular profile better and better. And this will help adjust and choose the therapy. And then moving into the treatment monitoring, we have a portfolio of imaging agents that are going to be critical in understanding whether the patient is responding or understanding fast whether the patient is responding or not to the drug. So overall, combining the in vivo imaging information with the in vitro molecular diagnostics information is really going to improve the patient outcome while it's going to save cost of the overall patient treatment. So if I dig a little bit more into the in vivo diagnostics, as I said, this is what we have today. We have a pipeline of imaging agents in PETs that we are combining actually with the expertise we have developed with our PET imaging business in equipment. So on the imaging agent side, the molecules, we have two molecules that are pretty far down through the clinical trial phases, and they are actually measuring tumor growth, tumor activity. Why is that important? You can see here a list, a couple of targeted therapies that actually target tumor growth. They try to inhibit tumor growth, and you can see the market size or the business size of these drugs. So the ability to have an agent that can tell you earlier on whether the patient is responding or not to the drug is really important. The ability to tell pretty quickly whether the patient stops responding to the drug is also very important so that you can adjust the treatment. That's one typical challenge you have in cancer is the drug works, for a certain period of time, and then the body fights it back and it stops working. So these targeted therapeutics actually would benefit tremendously from having targeted diagnosis that really help adjust and select the right therapy. Now, the other thing that we have actually in this space of in vivo molecular diagnostics is the fact that we have the imaging agent and the equipment allows us to define diagnostic solutions. So, for example, one of these imaging agents, which is a molecular marker for the therapy response, while we are developing it, we are also developing advanced and sophisticated software tools that will automate the assessment of the response from the patient to the drug. So you can see two images where you can see the baseline before the treatment and the image after the treatment, and we're developing this sophisticated software solution that helps the patient, the doctor assess and read the images to have his diagnosis or his assessment done. So that's really the therapy monitoring, and in oncology this is where the in vivo molecular diagnostics is going to be extremely helpful. Now, of course, the other big piece of these molecular diagnostics is in vitro diagnostics. This is really where Clarient is playing. So Clarient is playing in this in vitro diagnostic world, which is analyzing tissue that has been taken out of the tumor. This is the test that will help choose the therapy. So Clarient today is a well-established and recognized leader of oncology diagnostic tests that characterize and assess cancer. They have a very broad menu of tests, 350 plus, and they also have a large pipeline of preparatory tests that will be useful for breast, lung cancer, and prostate cancer. They are covering the whole U.S., very strong customer base in the pathology with pathologists, and they also have strong integration capabilities so that actually they can bring on more content to increase the menu that they have. And at the same time, they're also working early on with pharma to help them develop companion diagnostics, which is diagnostics tests that will actually be used hand-in-hand with targeted therapy to make sure that the drugs are effective. So we have here a business that is doing well, 68% CAG rate for the past five years, which is also scalable and that will continue to do grow, to do well. And combining this one with the existing in vivo molecular business that we have brings us a wide pipeline of products that will guide therapy decisions. We have a wide coverage for these products in vivo and in vitro in oncology and neurology. So, for example, Clarient brings Pulmotype, which is a test that helps select the lung cancer therapy. They have a test that is that has just been launched last week for the risk of breast cancer recurrence, and they have another one to identify responders to specific therapies. In the meantime, our in vivo pipeline has some very exciting agents, and actually I will highlight here, although I have talked mostly about oncology, we have some agents in neurology, and the same can apply in neurology. We have flutometamol, which is an Alzheimer's disease marker. And you may have heard that actually yesterday Eli Lilly announced their intention to acquire a product that is very similar to this one and pretty much at the same stage of development for $300 million of upfront payment and $500 million of milestone payment, just to give you a sense of the value of this type of diagnostics in the overall patient management. So we feel that with this strong in vivo and in vitro molecular diagnostics pipeline and with these two businesses combined together, we really are in a great position to lead in molecular diagnostics. We are going to leverage our existing molecular imaging agents and the equipment to develop this sophisticated solution. We are going to leverage technologies that we're developing at the Global Research Center in Molecular Pathology that are going to enable efficiency of the pathology lab, but also help us develop more content. Vishal talked about digital pathology, which will enable workflow. And you can see here that actually Clariant is a great fit to all these different elements to have this very strong molecular diagnostics business. And with that, I'll transition to Jan De Witte, who will speak about solutions.